Jeff Blankman talking here today with Tim Patrick. Of course, he is the head wrestling coach down at Coon Rapids, wrapping up his first season. And let's talk about that 2019-2020 season. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely.
Tim, kind of an interesting first year for you. You guys had about five, six kids out at the beginning of the year. Had three of them really go down with injuries. One graduated at semester, so you lost him. It didn't take long, and all of a sudden you guys were down to a two-man team. But that two-man group, both of them got to state. So it was a good year, even though it was kind of an odd year. I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, but that's what I came up with.
Yes, I would agree with you 100%. You know, the kids that we had are hard workers, and, you know, they've done everything we've asked, and they've ended up having a great year for us. So,
How odd was it for you to kind of start the year low on numbers and then to lose guys? As a first-year coach, I know you've been involved with wrestling and know the sport well, but that's got to make it tough being the first year as the head coach.
It does. I mean, you know, but, you know, the kids that we have are, you know, they really want to enjoy wrestling, and they're great athletes, and you couldn't ask for much more than that. You know, hopefully next year things change, but, you know, what we got, you know, we're going to have five or six next year, so you just got to work with what you got, too. So,
what did you learn about this group of kids and about the season as it went on this year?
That they enjoy wrestling. They enjoy, you know, we've become a family. We have a lot of fun. I mean, they're hard workers. I can't ask for a better bunch group of kids. So,
let's talk a little bit about the kids then. We'll start off with Aaron McAllister, one of your two state qualifiers this year, qualified at 182 pounds. I get the sense that Aaron loves to compete, and the chance that I've gotten to know him over the last few years, competition, something he really enjoys.
Yes, it is. He is a very, very talented athlete. You know, he's only wrestled 2 years, and he became one of our leaders from the get-go also, and he does love to compete. He is very talented in many, you know, wrestling is just one of his sports. Football is another one. He's just an athlete, and he loves to compete. You couldn't ask for much more than that of a kid.
Where did you see him grow? Just second year, you said, in wrestling. How has he gotten to the point where he's at right now, and where have you seen him getting better?
When we first walked in there, you know, me and my assistant coach, John Myers, knew we had a couple athletes, and we thought, you know, if we can teach them a few things, we can go pretty far. So I would say after, you know, the Gusty tournament, he got third, and I thought, boy, we could have something here. And evidently, you know, he worked and kept working hard and ended up making it to state, and that was huge, huge for him too. So,
what did he take away from state, do you think?
I would believe that, yeah, well, he's got a taste of it now. He will be back next year, bigger, better, and stronger. He already told me he wants to be on the podium next year, so you can't ask for much more than that out of a kid. So,
you think he's going to stay at that 182 frame, or he loves to work out? Do you think he'll get bigger and be 195, 220 next year?
I'd say he'd be right around 182, 195. I truly believe that. He kind of likes that, you know. He never had to struggle with weight this last year, which is nice. Neither one of them did, actually. But, you know, I never had to worry about weight or anything with him and Kale, but which is nice to, you know, they could eat and, you know, and go work out and not have a problem worrying about making weight, you know. So,
what do you think's the strength for Aaron as a wrestler? Is it him on the ground? Is it him up? Where's he more comfortable, do you think?
I think on his feet. He's phenomenal on his feet. You know, he can shoot a double leg to a, you know, he can shoot in and throw you to your back in just a split second. He's very, very, very talented. So,
has John taught him that heel pick that John mastered back when he was going to state?
He's tried. He's not had that long arms, though.
that is probably true. John was so good at it that those long arms certainly to help him there, that was for sure. You mentioned Kel Pivastorf, the other guy that was able to finish the season for you. He also got down to the state wrestling tournament. I guess the first thing I'm going to ask is to explain the interesting story. I got contacted on Wednesday night of last week, right before the state wrestling tournament on Thursday, that he had been told that he was now wrestling down at the state tournament. So when did he find out? And I'm sure he was wrestling against Aaron to keep Aaron in shape and everything, but that had to be tough for him to mentally get himself refocused.
Yeah, I actually got a phone call from Louie Curtis, the head of the wrestling at Iowa High School Athletic Association, about 7:30 Wednesday night. And Cale was actually down at the state duels with his father watching the state wrestling duels. And we called him and like, dude, you got to get back. You're in. And, you know, nobody would believe us. But, it was tough for him to prepare, I guess. You know, we only had 12 hours. He had to wrestle the next day, you know. So, and it was nice that we didn't have to worry about his weight either, because, you know, sometimes kids are off a week. You know, they can gain a lot of weight in a week.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, the one thing that I always kind of somewhat joke about, but it's I don't know how many times on Saturday mornings or even Saturday evenings when guys are getting ready for their championship matches, if they make it there, that I've heard them say, you know, I want to finish up this last match, but I'm ready to go to a buffet. So good thing Cale didn't hit one of those during the week. the other question that I've had a lot of people ask me, and the brackets didn't come out with his name in it until Thursday morning. I was at the office late on Friday night, kept refreshing and waiting to see. There was some discussion whether or not he would just slide into the guy who he replacing spot, or if they would redo the brackets. When did he find out who he was actually going to wrestle in that first round?
He actually did take the place of the kid that got injured. So, yes. The brackets were already made, and then when Louie called me, he said, can you make weight? And I said, yes. Well, he said, we'll just take the place of the trainer kid that ended up having injury issues.
Okay.
So
luckily he knew right away, even though they didn't update the name on the brackets till the next morning, because some people had wondered if they would redo the bracketing, which meant he could have gotten thrown against somebody that he hadn't even had a chance to even know he was going to wrestle.
Right. No, that's what, you know, and I think the reason why they've done that is because of the state, the top eight are seeded now, so I don't think they wanted to change that, you know, so... I think that's the reasoning, actually. So,
what kind of year did you feel like Cale had this year? A kid that I think will come in and work hard for you. Really good kid.
Yeah, I think he had an exceptional year. I mean, we just come one match short towards the end of the year, but he wrestled his heart out every time he stepped on the mat. You know, he's a great young man and an athlete also. You know, like I said, I couldn't ask for two better young men to perform as hard and as the way they did all year round for me.
What are Cale's strengths as a wrestler, do you think?
I would say also probably on his feet, and, you know, he actually knows the heel pick pretty well. John has worked with him a lot on the heel pick. But he's very good on his feet, too. I mean, I think we've got two kids that, you know, really – can go after it and get a good takedown, and then we work from there. So, I mean,
With him making it to state this year, what do you think he took away from getting down there and the experience? I know he goes down and watches, but actually wrestling in it and watching are two different things.
Yeah, I think he got, well, he also got a taste of it also, but, you know, it was a shell shock for him, I'll tell you that, because, you know, he had no time to prepare for it.
Yep.
I really wish he would have had more time to prepare, because I think he could have done a little better job.
Yep.
But, I mean, he went down and wrestled as best as his ability. You know, he just ran into a couple of kids that are a little bit better than him, you know. So, yeah, I think he'll be back next year. Both of them, you know, Aaron and him are really great fans, too. And they're going to work their butts off till they get back down again next year, I'll tell you that. So.
Coach, three guys that we certainly want to mention that were a part of this year's team, especially early. All of them, though, suffering injuries. Trenton Hanks ended up hurting his shoulder, and then he graduated at semester. Wouldn't have been available second half of the season anyway. Jacob Estrada, broken ankle. I know you really have high hopes for that young man. And Preston McAllister, another guy that injured his shoulder right away in the season and ended up missing the rest of the year. But three guys you'll be able to rely on, or at least two of them anyway, next year.
Yes, they're both very talented. They're, like I said, they're great baseball players. They're pretty good football players, and now they've become into the wrestling room. They really enjoy wrestling, too. So, you know, like I said, I've had pretty fortunate to have the kids that we have, John and I, too, that are willing to work hard and don't ask any questions. They know what it takes to wrestle and be aggressive. You know, I'm very fortunate.
Tim, what do you take away from your first season as the head coach with you and John working together, and where do you see this program going in the future?
I think we'll get several kids next year. You know, everybody says, first of all, thanks for everybody believing in what we're doing. You know, we couldn't do a lot of these things if we didn't love the sport. And, you know, John Myers is probably one of the best assistant coaches a guy could ask for. You know, he's a state champion, and we're like a family here, which is nice. You know, we have a lot of people behind us, and, you know, it can really only go up for me. We only had two last year that finished the season. I think we'll have a couple freshmen come in, so we could have 7 to 10 kids next year. I really truly believe that.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I hope those numbers keep climbing. Appreciate everything this year. I know I didn't get a chance to talk to you a ton because everything's on track wrestling, so it's just so easy for me to grab everything off of there every night. But appreciate it. Enjoyed getting a chance to meet you and talk to you a little bit down at your guys' home meet earlier this year on that Saturday tournament. Thank you for all your time this year, and I'm looking forward to next year. I think Coon Rapids Beard Wrestling is going to be a lot of fun next season.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate everything you guys have done for us, too.
You bet. Head Coach Tim Patrick again with the Coon Rapids Baird Wrestling Program.